G'day everyone, Ian here. It's been a long time. Don't have that much interest in the old audio boo anymore. I'm still interested in the community, so I keep a bit of an eye on them through the other channels, but not so much audio boo itself. But I thought, bugger it, while I'm sitting here at Brisbane Airport, I might just do this again, a bit like I used to back in the old days. It was so much fun, wasn't it, back in the day, when we all cared about the community and chatting with each other, and audio boo wasn't a steaming turd that it is now. I'm at the airport, like I said, heading to Sydney. It's Monday morning, and I'm going down for some work. A bit of background. About 6 months ago, we had this project come through the workshop where we were asked to create these beautiful, elegant, flowing wave-type forms that an artist had created out of paper in aluminium. And we couldn't do it. We just couldn't do it. The fabricators had a go at it and tried all sorts of things. So it just wasn't possible. And we all gave up on it. And then I went, well, bugger it, the artist is doing it somehow. He's doing it in paper, you know, he's using that material. Surely, you know, how's the artist doing it? And lo and behold, the artist is actually, his name's Richard, by the way. Richard Sweeney. He's actually a Brit from up north somewhere, Newcastle-y sort of that part of the world. He's been doing this paper folding, curved folds in paper for a few years, making quite a name for himself, starting to get picked up internationally and doing really well. He's only about 30. And I thought, well, he knows what he's doing, and he's managed to publish a book on the way he'd done it. And it's a step-by-step guide, all the tricks and how he's gone about it. So I grabbed this book, we had it at work, and I basically followed his instruction and learnt his methodology. And eventually I was folding paper, you know, somewhat similar to what he was doing. I went, this is really cool. And I now understand why it didn't work in aluminium. Just, you can't do it. Aluminium doesn't work like that. You need something more flexible, something like paper. I wonder what else we can use. And then it dawned on me, there's this product called foam PVC. It's a PVC that's got a cellular texture to it. And if you get a thin enough sheet of it, 1 millimetre, you can actually emboss it. And you can collapse the cell structure down to, pick a number, 0.3, 0.4 of a mil. And that can be a fold line. And it behaves very much like paper, but it's just in much bigger forms. And you know, it's a little bit thicker than paper. It's 1 mil, of course. So I started messing around with that, got some of it, started folding it up. And lo and behold, it was behaving on a larger scale exactly like Richard's paper products and achieving the same end result. Ooh, the job's suddenly alive, isn't it? So we got back in May, we got Richard out here from the UK. He's doing other work for the company in Shanghai. We got him out and we worked together for a couple of weeks developing his artistic style in this new material. And eventually, over the last few weeks, I've been manufacturing based on a marquette that he created while he was here with us at 110, created a full-size sculpture that's going into the entrance to the Hilton Hotel in Sydney. And last week we shipped it out, packed it up in boxes, shipped it off to Sydney, and I'm on my way down there to work with an installation crew. I'm going to be the finger pointer, standing on the ground, saying higher, lower, a bit over there, a bit over here. And if necessary, get up there and maybe heat form a few bits of plastic into the right shape if necessary. But other guys are actually going to be doing the bulk of the work, actually fitting the screws and the cables and everything that I've pre-fitted actually in a temporary frame that I built at work to make sure I had all of my heights and lengths and angles of dangles of cables right. Pull dimensions off it all, and then we're just going to transpose all that information into the actual job on site. And if all goes well, it'll be a walk in the park. A job that was dead in the water back in November, wasn't going anywhere, will be completed. And it'll be a nice little win for Richard the artist, for me in working out how to do it and how to and building it, and also for the company. It's a really, really good job for the company. It's got to be done for next Tuesday. There's an inspection by a committee that are judging internal architectural fit-outs for some competition. So depending on how it goes, it might end up on a shortlist, might even win a prize for the whole fit-out. This is just part of it, of course. Drinking my coffee. So hopefully it'll go well. It's we're all expecting it to look stunning, just because the way this plastic in its folded, twisted, deformed shape, every way you look at it, it looks slightly different. You get these different views from it as you move around because everything's folded and shaped. It's much like high cirrus cloud in the sky. You know, it's just got this beautiful, elegant, flowing form to it. It's pretty stunning. If it all comes off, I'll put some photos up on the social networks. I've already put a few up as I've been building it on Instagram and Facebook, if you happen to follow me. But that's what I'm off to Sydney. And as it turns out, because we had a few issues with deadlines being deferred and then restarted in order to get me down there, because my daughter's back in the country for a short while, I wasn't prepared to travel. The company has incentivized me, can we say, by saying, well, in order to get me down there to do the install, they've decided that they're going to help me out and fly my daughter to Sydney with me. She's coming down tomorrow. Today's Monday. She's coming down Tuesday. And we're staying in Sydney for a couple of days together. So the lovely Sabina will be with me, and I haven't seen her in 10 months, so it'll be great to catch up for an extended period of time. Back in 2013. Back in 2013, we went on a whole day to Canberra together, tourism competition I won. And I said at the time, this will probably be our last whole day together, because from now on she'll have boyfriends, husbands, children with her, and we'll probably never get an opportunity to just be daddy-daughter whole day again. And I'm really surprised that we're getting this opportunity. So it's another little whole day for us to hang out. It's just so immensely rewarding to hang out with your kid now that she's an adult, 26, and I can relate to her as a fully mature person who's having her own life, adventure, work, and doing some amazing things out there in the real world. It's just wonderful to be able to spend time with her and not be a parent. You know, be a person who knows her very well, but I'm not parenting her anymore. That was something that ended a good few years ago. I can maybe be a little bit of a mentor, maybe a sage with some advice based on my years on the planet, but I'm not parenting her anymore. And it's really lovely to spend time with her. So I'm looking forward to that. So we're down in Sydney for a couple of days. At the moment, we're sort of tentatively looking at coming back on Thursday. So working nights to do the install. We've got to start work at 8. I think we've probably got to be out there by 6. But if I've done my job well, if I've prepped everything as diligently as I hope I have, and unfortunately, as Donald Rumsfeld says, it's the unknown unknowns that can bite us on the arse, I hope that it'll be a dream run. I hope we get a first night tonight and we just fly through it and we get half the job done. If that happens, I'll be stoked. And tomorrow night we can do the other half, which will be the easier second half. And it'll be all over in 2 nights rather than 3, 4, 5 nights. It's just a little bit of anxiety, because you just don't know if something might go a little bit pear-shaped. But the installers are incredibly competent at dealing with crisis management, far better than I am. I'm a systems guy. I like to have all my ducks in a row. But they're good at dealing with when the shit hits the fan, you know, recovering and fixing things. So if anything goes wrong, I'm sure they'll support me to fix it. So I'm off to Sydney. Let the adventure begin. And I might get back to you on the way home, let you know how it goes. Thanks. Catch you later. Bye for now.